Ford back here in the studio. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820, Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show presented by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom. A last look at the GLIAC scoreboard here at the halftime break. Of course, Ohio Dominican leading Walsh 14-13. Ferris State is on top of Wayne State. Start of the second quarter, 14-0. It's all tied at 14. Hillsdale in Northern Michigan in the second quarter, 14-13 on the clock there. Ashland has taken the lead over Michigan Tech with 10:27 in the first half to play, 7-3. Tiffin strikes first with in the second quarter, 14-15 to play until halftime, 7-0 over Northwood. Tiffin with the lead. And I'm going to have to say this to Todd Bell and Matt Natale. I really hope that you guys save me or maybe think about bringing me back some Swensons, because that stuff is really, really good.
Take a rain check on that one.
Bag appears empty. Sorry.
I tried. Thanks, guys.
Don't ask after the fact, my friend, because it goes quickly.
I think we're thinking about Grand Theft Autoing that food truck that is out there in the parking lot and driving that thing home.
The only downside, and I'm certainly not going to complain, there were no milkshakes involved, so I guess I'm still going to have to stop on the way home and pick up a milkshake. Can't go up here without that. Second half about ready to go. Panthers on top here, 14-13. And I guess two quick touchdowns, but a couple of empty possessions is really where you got to think about things right now. And the fact that Walsh offensively are now having a little better success than they typically have throughout the year. They're only averaging 12 points a game. They already got 13 here at halftime. So a couple things got to get adjusted here for ODU. We'll see if they can do that. They're going to start the second half with a football. They're going to send David Turner deep back to our right. O'Shea Jackson is going to be back there as well as someone. Nick Johnson is back there on returns along with Tyler Mellers as we get set under nothing but sunshine now here. See, a lot of the coaches have gotten rid of some sweatshirts and jackets they were wearing. Everybody in short-sleeve shirts now as we get set for second half kickoff. Cavaliers in their all-burgundy look to our left. Panthers in the black pants and the white tops are to our right.
You think it'll be like this in about 5 weeks when you're up here calling some state championship games?
They're in Columbus.
They're staying there this year.
Well, did you see the stadium on your way by today? It's still not built. Here is David Turner. He'll field the kickoff deep in the end zone by 8 yards, and it'll be ODU ball at the 25-yard line. Well, there's no stadium, Matt.
So that moves up next year.
Right. Yes.
They could play them all at Massillon.
They could. They're not going to. They tried that 2 years in a row, and then they were kicking games off at midnight because the first game went 7 overtime.
Mm.
So that
that never worked out.
Poo-pooed everything a long time ago. But no, to answer your question, I don't know where I'm going to be in Ohio in about 5 weeks for state championship games, but it won't be like this.
No.
First and 10 Panthers from the 25-yard line.
Too bad that World Series is in Chicago and not here. They'd be playing
early
springtime weather.
To our right, Panthers have it first and 10. Aaron Stevens moves in motion. Grant Russell to throw on first down. Has all day and has David Turner at the 40 unguarded. 45-50, still down the left sideline. Got a block from Aaron Stevens, 30. Cut back at the 20. He's all the way to the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. That'll be a quick 60 yards on right. First down. David Turner having a day over the middle with the catch.
How about Aaron Stevens coming out of nowhere and basically outrunning David Turner to get out in front of him and get a block, and I think that added about 15 more yards to that play.
Right back to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 from the 14-yard line. Grant Russell will hand it off to E.J. Colson. Cuts right at the 10, bounces it outside, stiff-armed out of the 6-yard line. Nice run on first down. Trevor Smith makes the tackle, a senior out of Youngstown, and there's an injured Cavalier back at the 15-yard line. Panthers are going to have second down and about 1 when we resume play after they tend to the injured Cavalier. David Turner now, 159 yards receiving thereabouts now in the ball game.
160, yeah, 9 catches for 160 yards, and of course those 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
And having himself a career day.
Have we had him on the show?
We did.
All right, I can't remember. I mean, there's just too many guys.
It's hard to keep track.
Bouncing around. I'm getting old. I swear to the heavens, I ran into somebody that 2 weeks ago, took me 3 days to remember their name. And this is somebody that I know very well. Couldn't remember their name.
Well, you called me Scott all the time and call Scott Matt all the time.
You know, I think I got through last week's game without doing that. I tried to do it in the pregame, and then I got past that.
I think you mentioned it in the beginning, and you were aware of it,
yeah.
And then it didn't happen again.
Matt is typically easy for me because my high school partner on Friday nights on television
right.
is a Matt, and then you're a Matt, so I've worked it into my contract. I can only work with a Matt. And if somebody else, they got to change their name.
So that means I'm stuck.
You're stuck with Matt for the rest of your life. So the Cavalier is going to be helped by a pair of his teammates to his feet very gingerly. And then assisted off the field. 14:26 to play in the third. ODU leads 14-13 and driving, looking to score. They've got it at the Walsh 6-yard line. I have no idea who the injured player is. Nick Sturgill. That's who I thought, and the public address announcer confirmed it. At Memorial Stadium in North Canton, seats about 13,000. This is a perfect home for Walsh. It's about a mile or two from campus, if it's even that much. Down the road here, and the original home of Walsh football back in the early 90s when they started. Now the home this year, and we'll see if it's going to stay that way moving forward. Colson behind Russell, speed option to the right. EJ's got it, 10-5, touchdown, walks in, untouched. Great blocking out there on the right-hand side, and Ohio Dominican just like that. Three plays into the third quarter are into the end zone. E.J. Colson rushing touchdown number 3 on the season. And Justin Bonchek will come out to try the extra point. Justin will come out as Austin Ernst will put it down. Aaron Stevens on the snap. Everything looks good. And the point after is good as well. Timeout on the field, 14-14 to play in the third quarter. Ohio Dominican on top of Walsh now by a score of 21-13 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're at Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. A quick look at the GLIAC scoreboard. Ferris State still with the lead over Wayne State 14-0. Ashland is now trailing Michigan Tech 10-7 with 6:44 to go until halftime. Back out to Matt and Todd.
Panthers on top 21-13, just 46 seconds into the second half. The long 60-yard pass play to David Turner, setting up the easy score for E.J. Colson. And now Justin Bonchek will approach. And into the wind, a shorter kick fielded by Matt Matuska at the 15 up the near sideline and knocked out of bounds. Short of the 30 by Ryan Sayers. Matuska and Sayers a little tangled up. And now Walsh will have the football short scoring drive for ODU.
Yeah, only three plays. Todd went right down the field, 75 yards in 46 seconds, as you mentioned a second ago. And then E.J. Colson ran it in from 6 yards. Justin Bonchek still perfect on the season in point afters, and the Panthers lead 21-13. And I'll tell you, I really think that's exactly what the Panthers needed coming into this second half, is they needed a quick scoring drive. Points have been hard to come by this afternoon for them, especially in that second quarter, and they kind of limped and backed into the halftime, and, you know, to come out here swinging like that, I think, is a huge statement.
And a handoff on first down up the middle, and France is the ball carrier. And he'll pick up 4 or 5 on first down. Garrison France, sophomore, a couple of carries in the first half. But Byron King was the guy who was their main ball carrier in the first half of play. So Second down play coming up. Second and five. Panthers are showing blitz. Alt will hand it off to King, circling to the far side, and Billy Akins will make the tackle. Tackle for loss. He was the man that was blitzing on this near side corner. The play went away from him, and he was able to track down the runner from behind.
Still able to get to him. That's right. And for Billy, he's had kind of a quiet afternoon, but the coming around on that corner blitz, nice job of chasing down the ball carrier and dropping Walsh for a loss.
So third down play after the loss of one, third and seven. Back at the 33-yard line, they'll need to get to the 40 for a first.
Walsh was only 2 of 7 on third down there in the first half.
Panthers will rush four. Alt will take it, throw off to the left-hand side, and it is caught inbounds and a first down at the 41. Blake Williams makes the catch. Billy Akins went diving in front, almost came up with a batted ball, and a first down throw by Alt to Williams.
Mitchell Alt seems, as the game keeps progressing, to get a little bit more comfortable. Of course, only a freshman there under center, 6'1", 195 pounds from Bluffton, Ohio.
Well, they have rolled through some quarterbacks here the last 4 or 5 years. First and 10 from the 40, and a play-action pass rolling left. Hit as he throws and high and incomplete. Philip Keller was the intended receiver. Brian Hunter planted Alt just as he let go of the football. It'll be second down from the 40-yard line, second down and 10. Reed Worstel was the guy we assumed would be their quarterback again this year, but banged up early in the season. Hasn't played very much. And so they've gone to the freshman here, Mitchell Alt, who took over in week three. And they've had guys for each of the last couple of years and just been able to settle on one. Second down and 10 from the 40. They'll send Tate in motion. Little cross handoff near side King, and he's going to be hit and dropped at the 42-yard line. Gain of only two on the play. Ross Thompson and Gus Dimmerling will team up on the tackle. It'll be third down and long.
Another third down situation here for the Panthers defense. They're looking to get a stop and get the ball back for the offense. You don't want to make sure that you get any momentum on that Walsh sideline, especially since the Panthers were able to come out and score in three plays and get a little bit more breathing room on that scoreboard. Looking for a big stop right here.
They'll need to get the 50-yard line for a first down. Mitchell Alt will take the shotgun snap. Fake pumps left, fakes over the middle. Coming back to his right, there's no receivers. Brian Hunter trying to chase him. Alt got away. Now we'll look to run. Farmer will tag him out of bounds. Penalty markers are coming. And Alt was maybe a half step out of bounds. And for the first time all year, I see Kelly Cummings giving an earful to an official.
That was bad.
Farmer applied the hit, but again, Alt was running up the sideline. He wasn't trying to run out of bounds. He was trying to get extra yardage, and the personal foul penalty is going to give Walsh an automatic first down.
Even the players out there on the field, the defensive linemen, had their hands in the air saying, what was that? You know, Mitchell Alt wasn't a defenseless quarterback out there. He was trying to run for yardage because it was third down. And he thought he saw a little lane there on the sideline and got hit. And unfortunately for the Panthers, the guys in the stripes threw the flag.
So it'll be first down and 10, Cavaliers. That penalty takes the ball all the way to the 40-yard line. Mitchell Alt out of the shotgun, swing it out to the left-hand side. Tate caught it. That's a backwards pass. Now fires it downfield and incomplete for Matuska. And the whole reason that that play did not have a chance is because Tony Tate, seconds after he caught it, got annihilated by one of the Panthers, and he is still down. They threw a backwards pass to Tate coming out of the backfield, and he had Matuska wide open on the play. But he could not set and throw and misfired badly, and now he is still down.
Overshot Matuska. And I think that's the second time that Tate's been dinged up on the injury front today, I believe.
So a stoppage of play with 10:50 to play in the third quarter. Ohio Dominican leading 21-13 over Walsh. ODU will kick it off against the Wayne State Warriors a week from today. at 12 o'clock at Panther Stadium. Wayne State right now with only one loss on the year, but they are behind early against Ferris State up at Top Taggart Field. Wayne State with three real tough games to close out their season, at Ferris State today, at Ohio Dominican next week, and then they close with a game against Grand Valley State at home. And for Wayne State, battling for the playoffs, well, that is a tough road to hoe down the stretch for them. And well, when you look at that closing game, depending on what Wayne State does these next 2 weeks, may have to win against Grand Valley, the number two team in the country, in the last week just to get into the playoffs. Ashland today is at Michigan Tech. Tech was leading the last time I saw it.
Yeah, they're up 10-7 on the Eagles, and Wayne State down three touchdowns to Ferris State currently.
Well, we saw Ferris have a huge lead on Ashland early in the season at halftime, and Ashland managed to come all the way back in the second half and win. Tate able to get off the field under his own power, but he'll have to leave, and I'm not sure of his return. Second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. And the Cavaliers will make their way back out onto the field. We'll have Marcus Smith along with Blake Williams at wide receiver on the far side. Matt Matuska, wide receiver over here on the near side. King and France are in the backfield, flanking the left and right of quarterback Mitchell Holt, who will give to France. Run off to the left, turns upfield to the 38. Only a two-yard run. Thompson and Moore on the top of the pile. Cameron Moore getting the start today and playing for Cameron Cole at middle linebacker. He has had himself a day defensively. He and Marquise Tyus were the leading tacklers at halftime. Each had seven apiece. And it'll be third down and eight now from the 38-yard line for Walsh.
Try not to get any personal foul penalties called on us on this third down.
Williams and Smith again are left. And Matt Matuska, an Akron native, over here to the right. They'll need the 30 for a first down. Panthers will rush four as Holt will drop back. Quick pressure right away. King catches a pass out of the backfield, and three Panthers are there. Thompson and Farmer will make the tackle. O'Shea Jackson was the first. And Brian Hunter, boy, he shot through there. They had a good hold of him as well, and he almost got to Mitchell Holt. Fourth down and nine coming up. Cavs are going to go for it.
Yeah, Walsh had some success in the first half with that little screen play, and the Panthers were able to sniff it out right away. And for the Cavaliers on the season, they're 8 of 17 on fourth down at the 47% clip, and about midway through the conference there, ranking number 7, and they're going to go for it here.
Empty backfield, Mitchell Holt on fourth down and 9. He'll take the shotgun snap. Panthers rush 3. Holt steps up. Brian Hunter's waiting for him and sacks him back at the 42-yard line. And the Cavaliers will give it back to ODU. And another sack for the Panthers.
And another time we're calling Brian Hunter's name in the afternoon. He's having a whale of a game out there at his defensive line position at defensive end, playing in his 19th game as a Panther. Another veteran of Inside Panthers football radio this season.
So it'll be first down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Grant Russell to our right with the Panthers on top, 21-13. Quick throw out to the right-hand side, and that one is going to be caught, but a very short gain by Dar Stanford at the 45. For Dar, that'll be his third catch of the day, but they're only going to pick up three. 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Panthers with an 8-point lead. E.J. Colson will be in the backfield. Grant Russell out of a pistol formation, and Max, that's Joe Hines, and he'll get the carry and tries to go left and dives forward to the 49-yard line, so that'll be a gain of 4 for Joe Hines on the play. That's all we've seen so far. Colson, Hines, I think Justin Davis was out there for one play on offense. Third down and a long 3 coming up now for ODU from their own 49-yard line. Hines will remain out there in the backfield. 3 receivers left. And Dar Stanford on the right. Ball right in the center of the hash marks. Grant Russell on third down and three. Long count. Takes the waist-high snap. Cavaliers bring an extra man. Quick throw to the right-hand side. Dar Stanford catch 43. Down right there. First down, Panthers. Gain of eight for Dar Stanford. Well, that's a tough throw. You said that wind on the field is pretty strong, and he's throwing right into the wind. That had a little wobble to it, but Dar able to make the catch for a first down.
Dar with his fourth catch on the afternoon, and the Panthers get right back to the line here with three receivers on the near side and one on the far side.
Russell on first down and 10, football at the 42, hands it off Joe Hines. Comes to the left, hit at the 40, and down at the 39-yard line. Some extracurriculars downfield as David Turner was slung to the ground by safety Lashay Whitmore.
Where's the personal foul on that one?
It'll be a second down and 7 after the 3-yard run by Joe Hines.
You know, I see Tyler Mellers down there on the sideline as well, so making the trip with four running backs. Maybe we'll see him in the later stages of the game.
From the 39, second down and 7. Panthers with a bunch formation, two receivers tight to the line of scrimmage on the left and right. Russell to throw, looks over to the left-hand side. Contini at the 20, makes the catch, thrown out of bounds, right into the kicking net. No penalty flag on that. And that'll be to the 12 or to the 17 and a first down, a pickup of 22 on the throw to Corey Contini.
Where's the flag?
So first down and 10. Joe Hines will check out of the lineup. B.J. Colson back in. Turner and Stanford right. Stevens and Contini are over here to the near side. Panthers' second offensive possession in the third quarter, and they're looking to score again. Russell's got it. They swing it out to E.J. Colson. Cuts up at the 20 to the 15. And down there, very short gain. Walsh had that pretty well covered over there on the right-hand side.
Yeah, that play, way that play was drawn up, they had on the near side, everybody kind of stretching out here. It looked like it was going to come this way. A little bit of a deception play, but the Panthers were only able to muster a couple yards out of it.
Second down and 9 from the 16-yard line. Grant will take it, swinging it over here to the left-hand side. Now rolls back to his right. A couple of Cavaliers are there. He broke a couple tackles, and he'll make his way inside the 10. So a run of about 5 yards for Grant Russell. And the junior quarterback out of Newark will give the Panthers about a 3rd and 4 coming up. They'll go to a little bigger formation here as Isaiah Williams will check back into the lineup and David Turner will come out.
You know, Grant's a guy that averages about 37 yards per game rushing, and that really hasn't been a wrinkle in this offense yet today. Before that, it was in the negative yard mark.
And on third down, end around, Dar Stanford turns up at the 10, hit at the 8, and stood up right there. He's going to be close to, but short of, the first down line to gain. Speaking of wrinkles, a little different look there with Stanford coming off the wing. And it'll be fourth and a yard. And no sign of the field goal unit here. Panthers will go for it on fourth down. They were the same personnel out on the field. 4:50 to play in the third. Play clock at 15 as they meander towards the line of scrimmage. Contini, Williams, Stevens left, Dar Stanford right. On fourth down and a yard, E.J. Colson to the right of Russell. He will take the handoff sweeping left, turns upfield, has the first down of the 6-yard line. Didn't need much, barely got it. Yep. Tim Cook made the tackle, first and goal coming up for Ohio Dominican with 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Panthers said, you can go for it on fourth down, we can go for it on fourth down, except we're going to get it.
Clayton Seymour will check into the Panther offensive line here as they add another offensive lineman. It'll be Turner and Stanford on the right. Contini over here to the near side on first down and goal from the 6. Turn, give to E.J. Colson. Stutter steps, hit at the 5 and to the 4-yard line. And that is where the Panthers will have it. Second down and goal from the 4. Clock under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Aaron Stevens will check back into the lineup and Clayton Seymour will check out. Seymour, redshirt sophomore out of Taze Valley. started out at the University of Akron before making his way back towards Columbus. Second and goal to go from the 4-yard line. Out of a pistol this time, Stevens will line up H-back right. Colson behind Russell. Speed option to the left. Grant, late pitch. Colson at the 5 and run out of bounds at the 4. Cavaliers had it pretty well defended. It'll be third down and goal from about the 4-yard line.
Turn that ball up and go.
Isaiah Williams back into the lineup. David Turner will check out. Grant Russell will get him to the line of scrimmage. After converting on a fourth down a moment ago, now ODU looking at third and goal from the 4. They got two receivers bunched to the line of scrimmage on the right. Play action pass. Russell rolling right back left where Colson caught it, turns into the end zone, touchdown Panthers. E.J. Colson, not an easy catch. And for at least a moment, I was concerned the defender was going to step in front and pick that off. But the Panthers will get the 6 points on the completion to Colson.
Colson was the player that was able to convert on the fourth down. It's only appropriate that he gets into the end zone. And for E.J., that's his third receiving touchdown of the season. And it looks like there's some confusion going on with the umpiring crew out there. I don't know what they're talking about, but...
So we got an offsetting unsportsmanlike penalty of calls against Isaiah Williams for ODU and Lachey Whitmore of Walsh. They got tangled up in the back of the end zone well after the play. So the unsportsmanlike offsetting touchdown stands. And the Panthers are out now to try the point after with 2:50 to play here in the third quarter. Aaron Stevens with a snap back. And Justin Boncheck hits it home. Timeout of the field. 2:50 left here in the third quarter. Panthers have opened up now a 15-point, 28-13 lead here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820, Columbus.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Studios. Ferris State, check of the GLIAC scoreboard, is on top of Wayne State 28-7, 4:07 until halftime in that one. Ashland still training, trailing Michigan Tech 10-7 with 46 seconds to go until halftime. Let's go back out to Matt and Todd.
Brent, thank you. Panthers have increased their lead, and Justin Boncheck has the ball teed up to our right. And the ball just blew off the tee, so they'll do it all again.
Kind of surprised that hasn't happened yet today with the way the wind is whipping around.
It's gotten more gusty, too, as the day has gone along. I will take gusty winds in 70.
Absolutely.
Over gusting winds in 35. Remind me, I said that.
Precipitation.
Yeah, remind me, I said that in about 2 weeks, standing on top of the press box, when the Eagles of Ashland come swooping into town.
They're down at halftime right now to Michigan Tech, 10-7.
Serves them right for flying up there.
Yeah.
End-over-end kick. Matt Matuska will field it head high at the 10. Up the hash marks, 20, 25. Near sideline, 20, 35, I should say. And then tripped up by Ross Thompson at the 40-yard line, where Walsh will take over after the Panthers' second touchdown of the half.
And the Panthers, by far the longest drive of the afternoon, 6 minutes and 27 seconds. Went 12 plays, 58 yards. E.J. Colson, the 4-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell. And Justin Bonchek tacked on the point after. Panthers lead 28-13. And I think the big key to that drive, of course, was the fourth down conversion down here. EJ was able to helicopter almost over the yard marker and get that first down, and then a few plays later the Panthers were able to score.
First and 10 from the 40, and it is Garrison France on first down with a run out to the 43-yard line for Walsh. That'll be a gain of only 3 on the play. France mentioned from Mason. He had a couple carries for 8 yards last week against the Malone Pioneers, and in fact I had it flip-flopped again. Calvin Gordon was the running back, junior. My dyslexia kicking in. Those 32s and 23s have just had me all day long. Second down and 7.
I'm only going to get worried if you start missing that number 11 out there, Byron King. I don't think you could get dyslexia from that.
Nope, he's okay. At 1-1, I got it. High snap, Alt hands it off. Gordon the carry, first down. 50 to the Panther, 45. And Calvin Gordon will give him a first down. Between King and Gordon and France, without Aaron Mayle today, the trio of Cavaliers now have rushed for over 100 yards. They average only 77 coming in. Panthers allow 143 yards a game on the ground. That is sixth best in the GLIAC. But this Walsh team today, they have been effective running the football. First and 10 at the Panther 45. Williams left along with Tate. Good to see Tony Tate is back out there. Matuska is over here to the near side on first down and 10. High snap. Alt handles it. Hands it off now to Gordon. Ran right into Ross Thompson. Ball has come out. Panthers have it. Billy Akins and Ross Thompson were there. My guess is that Akins would get credit for the forced fumble. Panthers say they have it. We'll wait and see somebody come out of there with a football and who it was. It'll be the turnover for Walsh. Looks like Ryan Sayers is going to come up with the takeaway for ODU. That'll be his first career fumble recovery. The sophomore out of Austintown, Fitch, another semi-local product. About an hour and 15 or so minutes away. Got some support here. And the Panthers get a takeaway, Matt, and we'll have first down and 10.
Great job by the defense there. And just as you were saying how well they were running the ball, they go ahead and cough it up. And the Panthers offense will go ahead and take over here close to midfield. And with some momentum right now, two possessions and two touchdowns in this third quarter, trying to get another one on the board and really create some separation on that scoreboard.
First down and 10, Panthers, their own 46-yard line. Russell's got a wide open. Aaron Stevens, he will catch it at the 25. Lumbers his way to the 10, to the goal line. Touchdown, Aaron Stevens, 53 yards to the Ironton Fighting Tiger.
My guy, Aaron Stevens out there with his fourth touchdown of the season. And I saw him get open over here on the near side. I was like, throw it. And again, had that protection up there on the offensive line, Grant did, and was able to stand back in the pocket and get his feet set and just air it out to Aaron. And what a season he's having. I'm really happy for him and his senior year doing so well from the tight end position.
Justin Bonchek out for the point after. Good snap. Ernst puts it down, and Justin's point after is good. And it is now 35-13, Panthers on top. On the longest career reception by Aaron Stevens, it was 40. It is now 53. And for Aaron now, that is 3 receiving touchdowns in the last 2 weeks.
This is a guy that didn't have a career touchdown at all until about midseason, and now he's got 4, and he's down there on the sidelines getting high fives and helmet taps and hugs and handshakes down there.
Yeah, he can't celebrate too much after his scores because he has to snap it on the point after.
Right.
So he has all of his celebration after the extra point. Well, the Panthers force a fumble. One play later, turn it into points. And a Walsh team that had momentum and probably a lot of confidence coming out of the locker room at halftime, being down 14-13, are now looking to that scoreboard. It reads 35-13. Panthers, who have struck for 21 here in the third. And how about this, Matt? The Panthers have 21 points in this third quarter. They had only 21 points in the third quarter combined all year.
Right.
It has been their worst scoring quarter of the season, the third. Bonchek's extra point. Kickoff is on the way. Fielded at the 15 by Matuska. He'll try and serve a left 20. Gets to the 25 on the far side, and Ross Thompson will run him down over there at around the 35-yard line, where Walsh will take over with 103 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, just looking at the score breakdown for the Panthers this season, that third quarter, for whatever reason, has been their least productive in terms of scoring. When you look at it, they come out strong, open up strong, 87 first quarter points on the season, and then finish strong as well with 52, but I don't know if they've still been sleeping in the third quarter after that halftime break or what, but equaled that in this contest.
First and 10, Cavaliers at the 35-yard line. Alt takes the snap, quick throw to the left-hand side. It is caught, Williams, and then hit out of bounds by Marquise Tyus and Billy Akins near the 45. It'll be very close to a first down for junior receiver Blake Williams. Williams came into today with only 9 receptions on the season. That'll be his third of the afternoon, 1 yard short of the first down. It'll be second and 1 from the 44, under a minute to play in the third quarter. Second down and 1. Backfield in an eye. Byron King is the deep back, and Mitchell Ault in under center. We'll give it to the fullback, Keller. Well, he was met just as soon as he took the handoff, but managed to bounce off of that, gain 2, and get a first down. Phillip Keller, the fullback, will give the Cavaliers their 14th first down of the day.
Todd, you know what, that Aaron Stevens touchdown, that's 3 scoring drives in this afternoon that were 4 plays or less. When you go back to the first quarter, David Turner's 31-yard touchdown pass, that was a 4-play drive. E.J. Colson's 6-yard touchdown run here earlier in this third quarter to get the scoring going, that was 3 plays. And then, of course, Aaron Stevens' touchdown was only 1 play.
First down and 10, Mitchell Ault, fake pump left, now goes down the left sideline, nobody home. Blake Williams 10 yards short of that pass, and it'll bring up a second down and 10 when we come back, as that'll do it for our third quarter of play. Big third by ODU. They now lead Walsh 35-13. We'll return to Memorial Stadium in North Canton for fourth quarter action after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like 3 tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford with a check of your GLIAC scoreboard here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Wayne State still trailing Ferris State 28-7. Hillsdale is on top of Northern Michigan 31-28. Ashland still trailing 10-7 at the halftime break. But it's Tiffin on top of Northwood 21-0 at the start of the third quarter. Ohio Dominican is on top here up in North Canton 35-13. Back to Matt and Todd.
And as we start this fourth quarter, looks like we're going to have a penalty here against the Panthers. They jumped offside, and a short running play is going to be free 5 yards here for Walsh. Total offense through three quarters, 406 for ODU, 176 for Walsh. Panthers 67 on the ground, 339 through the air. Walsh with 111 on the ground and only 65 through the air. So the 5-yard penalty against ODU, which will be their 7th of the day. And it'll be first down, or I beg your pardon, second down and 5. Now for the Walsh Cavaliers, going right to left here in this fourth quarter. They've got it at the Panther 48-yard line. Alt under center brings Tate in motion. They'll hand it to King going to the right. Nick Isaacs got him from behind, and a gain of maybe a yard on the play, bringing up a third down. Not sure what the groaning is from the far sideline, but somebody on the Walsh side is not happy about something. Unfortunate.
They're not happy about that score right now, 35-13 in the fourth quarter, but hopefully those frustrations don't spill over onto the field. It has already been kind of chippy down there today, and some personal foul penalties have been called on both sides, and no love lost between these two teams.
Third down and five. Football at the 48-yard line. Alt will work out of the shotgun this time. Takes a chest-high snap, looks off to his right, forced out of the pocket, rolls to the sideline, got crushed by Ross Thompson. Alt is still down, pass is incomplete, and now we've got shoving coming from the Walsh sideline, and this will be penalties going against Walsh, I have a feeling. Clean hit by Ross Thompson. Alt did get up, but over there on that Walsh sideline, you knew something was going to be coming. And after a flag came in, I have to assume it's going to be against Walsh. We'll see.
A little bit of a retaliation move, I'd imagine.
So they're sorting it out over there on the far sideline. Cameron Moore wasn't anywhere near the play as the guilty party. I have a feeling they got a number wrong.
I'm thinking they think it was Nick Isaac.
44, yeah, because coaching staff pulled Nick out of the game. Marquise Tyus is up explaining to the official that Cameron Moore was nowhere near the play. How could the penalty be on him? Now, typically you would say, okay, that doesn't matter. However, I mean, you can't hear it today, but sometimes at home when you hear the official's mic, they keep track of personal foul penalties, and a second one is an ejection.
Right.
So if Cameron were to get dinged for another one that he actually did, he would be removed from the game. So either way, you got to have cooler heads no matter who it is. And after some chirping on that sideline, one of the Panthers were baited into another personal foul. Ball gets to the 32. It would have been ODU football. Now it's first down and 10. Mitchell Alt still out there. He'll hand it off to Garrison France. And this time Demetrius Farmer wraps him up. No gain, maybe a loss on the play. Farmer, who had a sack earlier in the game, gets a tackle for loss here.
For Demetrius, that is his eighth tackle on the afternoon. And
third tackle for loss.
And third for loss. And between him and Brian Hunter out there on that left side, man, they are just causing all sorts of havoc out there.
That is now 12 tackles for loss on the season for Demetrius Farmer. Came into today third in the league in sacks, third in tackles for loss, second and 11. Alt out of the shotgun, will take it. Play action, drops back, throwing one towards the end zone. Blake Williams is there, but it's well incomplete, and it'll bring up a third down. Mitchell Alt threw that one right towards the post, and Williams was over here on the near side inside the hash marks, never had a chance to get there, so it'll be third and 11 for Walsh. Now let's watch this Panther defensive line. Let's see if they can get after the quarterback. Nick Isaacs, Demetrius Farmer, Paul Wesselhoff are all out there lining up. There'll be three down linemen, and then Brian Hunter, he kind of just floats around.
Yeah.
Looks like a linebacker, but he's a defensive lineman standing up.
Out there, I think they call it the Rover.
And now we get a timeout used by Walsh. Three different Panthers pointed at an offensive lineman that they thought moved. I'm not sure how three guys would point at somebody that didn't move. But no penalty marker came, and as it is, a timeout will be used by Walsh here with 12:53 to play in the fourth quarter. It'll be third down and 11, and Walsh, you would assume, would be going for it here on fourth down, trailing by 22 points here in the fourth. Ohio Dominican, I beg your pardon. Go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, Walsh, not too great in that third down conversion department today, only 3 of 11. That's 27%, and they're a team that only converts about 30% of the time anyway, so they're right in their average, but Not much success there this afternoon, and you know the Panthers are going to be bringing the heat. I think that they're still a little bit miffed about that personal foul call against Cameron Moore / Nick Isaacs or whoever it was.
Third and 11 now from the 32. Hauled out of the shotgun with a running back to his right. Alt pressured as Nick Isaacs dives at his feet. Alt will rush to his right. Pressured, throws, dropped at the 39. That's probably a good thing because Ross Thompson was over there to make a tackle. It would have been a loss of 7. As it is, it'll be fourth down and 11. Nick Isaacs went diving at Mitchell Alt's feet. Then two more Panthers forced Alt out of the pocket, and it'll be fourth and 11.
Nick Isaacs got held about 3 times on that play, and you know they're ready to throw the flag on personal fouls and unsportsmanlike, but when there is actually a penalty out there like a hold, they're not calling it.
Where Walsh, they'll need the 22-yard line for a first down. Grant will shift to the left side of Mitchell Alt. Takes the snap. Panthers rush 3. Mitchell steps up, throws over the middle, caught at the 20, and a first down. Over the middle, Blake Williams will make a rolling catch, and the Cavaliers will convert on fourth down. They'll move the chains, and they'll have it at the 20-yard line. So Mitchell Alt able to step up in the pocket, make a good strong throw by Blake Williams. And with 12:29 to play in the fourth quarter, it'll be Cavalier football, first and 10. Keller and France are on either side of Alt. Now they will bring Williams in motion. He'll be tight to the line on the left. Alt takes the snap, gets to France. Demetrius Farmer wraps him up and brings him down back at the 26-yard line. I'm not sure anybody blocked Demetrius Farmer on that play. He was back there so fast for his fourth tackle for loss today.
I'm not sure anybody's blocking him at all today.
No.
And just getting so much pressure up there up front and causing all sorts of disruption there for the Walsh offense, and whether it's on quarterback Mitchell Alt or in their running game, which they've stuck primarily to this afternoon, the Cavaliers have, is Mitchell Alt's only 12 of 23 passing, not even at the 100-yard mark. He's at 78 yards.
Second down and long, delay, handed to France through the middle, and he'll make his way to the 22. So they'll have third down and 12. And again, they'll be in four-down territory here, will be the Walsh Cavaliers. Demetrius Farmer, 4 tackles for loss today. That ties a single game ODU record. I bet he's got one more left in him here.
I can see it. There is 11 minutes left in this game.
So the Cavaliers will have 3 wide receivers. 2 of them are over here to the near this side. That is Williams and Short. Matuska is to the right. Mitchell Alt will take it, drops back, set up a screen again. It is caught, and a tackle immediately made by Ross Thompson at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th and 12 coming up now for Walsh. And some sure-handed tackling there by sophomore Ross Thompson out of Delphus Jefferson, averaging 7.5 tackles per game, playing in his 20th game for ODU. Remember, none of this linebacking core will be graduating this year. Thompson, a sophomore, Cole, a junior, McIntyre, a junior, Cameron Moore, a redshirt freshman. So fourth down and 12 now for Walsh.
Thompson quietly with 8 tackles on the afternoon, so he's been in on the mix on a lot of these defensive stands.
Alt takes a snap that rolls back to him. He will fall on it. Brian Hunter taps him down, and the Cavaliers will turn it over on downs. And I'll tell you what, that poor snap can be attributed to the defensive line play, Matt, because you know the center that time on a rolling pocket got rid of it too quickly and made a poor snap.
And surprise, surprise, Brian Hunter was right there to tap Alt down, and Panthers take over here with 10 minutes left in this contest on the
first down and 10, leading 35-13 with 10:01 to go. And And E.J. Colson will go in motion. They'll jet pass it to him. Colson turns upfield 30, 35, and out to the 38-yard line. So E.J. Colson on the reception will pick up 8 on the play for ODU. 35-13 with the lead. Panthers have scored on all 3 of their possessions in the second half, while the Walsh Cavaliers have been held off the scoreboard here in half number 2. Now Colson will line up at a slot left with Corey Contini. Now Hines and Colson will flip-flop. 2 receivers, Turner and Stanford near side. Now Hines will come into the backfield on second down and 2. And Grant Russell looking to throw downfield. Colson, it's a little behind him and incomplete. And if Grant had looked just a little further downfield, he had David Turner springing wide open down the seam. 3rd and 2 coming up.
Trying to put together back-to-back drives of one-play touchdowns there.
So 3rd and short coming up for ODU with 9:15 to play. Here in quarter number 4. It was a tight one at halftime. ODU has opened it up. And they sweep it left with Joe Hines. Turns up field, and he'll be hit and have a first down. He needed to get across the 39 and just barely did. And so High Dominican will have a new set of downs here. It'll be 1st down and 10. And the clock will start now, 9:10 left here in the fourth quarter. Final road game of the season here for ODU. The Panthers, providing they hold on to this 22-point lead, will go to 5-1 on the road, winning the last 5. And the final 2 at home against Wayne State next Saturday. Ashland in the final game on November 12th. On 1st down, rolling near side, Grant Russell throws low. It is caught by Turner, but only a gain of 1. So David Turner with the catch out to the 40-yard line, his 10th catch of the day. So used to seeing Corey Contini or Dar Stanford have that double-digit catches, but today it is David Turner, the true freshman receiver out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Had a kick return of over 100 yards 2 weeks ago for the Panthers. 2nd down and 9. Grant will take it, hands it off Colson, sweeping left. 40, hit at the 30 or 43 and dropped right there. So a short gain for E.J. Colson, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and long. Now for the Panthers.
You look at Grant on this afternoon. Another lights-out performance coming off of that Player of the Week performance at Northern Michigan last week. 28 for 33, 348 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, and that interception at the end of the first half. But, again, that completion percentage is outstanding.
3rd down and 7. Play action pass to Davis. Grant steps up, throws to Justin over here, caught it. 45, 50. Walsh 45 down the right sideline and finally out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Boy, nice recognition by Grant Russell on the fake handoff. And then the next thing you know, they had somebody right there in his face and he just dumped it off to Justin Davis and the senior with a big play and a 1st down.
Dancing up that sideline too. I thought he was going to be able to walk that line and take it all the way to the house, but stepped out of bounds there at the 43-yard line.
1st down and 10, and Russell again to throw. Toss over the middle. Turner caught it to the 34. That'll be a gain of 5 on 1st down for the duo today of Grant Russell and David Turner. David had 3 catches last week at Northern Michigan for 36 yards. Came in with only 152 yards receiving on the season. He is well past that here today in 1 game. Justin Davis back out there at running back. Grant will have 3 receivers to his left this time on 2nd down and 5. And it'll be Justin Davis on a run off the left-hand side. He'll make his way to the 30-yard line, gain of 4. And Justin just short of the 1st down line to gain. We'll set up 3rd down and 1.
When you look at Walsh right now, they have 78 yards passing on the afternoon. We've got 2 receivers that have more than their team total. David Turner with 166 and Aaron Stevens with 86. So impressive day out of the receiving core here for the Panthers and the signal caller, Grant Russell.
Joe Hines back out there on 3rd down and 1 out of the pistol this time. Grant will take the snap, gives to Joe Hines, sweeping to the right. He's got a first down, 25, 20, cuts up to the 10, to the 5, makes his way towards the goal line, but he's shoved out of bounds at the 1 yard line. 29 yard run by Joe Hines, and the Panthers will have first down and goal to go from roughly the 1 yard line.
And the reason why Hines was able to break loose on that play was, again, Aaron Stevens out here on the corner getting a huge block and breaking him wide open, and Panthers down into the red zone again on the 2 yard line, threatening to score.
And Austin Ernst is out there at quarterback now for ODU. He will take it. He'll hand it off to Hines up into the hole and will surge forward, and an ODU touchdown. Joe Hines, first touchdown at Ohio Dominican. And the Panthers have extended the lead now to 41-13. Boy, given the opportunity to score after carrying it all the way down inside the 5. And good to see Joe Hines get into the end zone. Coach Cummings off air telling us on Thursday they really still really like this guy. Transfer in. Point after by Boncheck. It is up and it is good. Timeout on the field, 5:20 to play. Quarter number 4. It's now Ohio Dominican 42, Walsh 13 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Wayne State still trailing Ferris State 28-13. Hillsdale on top of Northern Michigan 31-28. Ashland trails Michigan Tech 10-7. Tiffin on top of Northwood 21-0. And it's Ohio Dominican 42-13 on top of Walsh. Let's go back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
5:20 to go here. Panthers on top 42-13. They have opened up what was a tightly contested game at halftime and have now surged ahead on the Hines short touchdown run.
Hines' 2 yard touchdown run, capping off a 10 play, 71 yard drive. 4 minutes and 41 seconds. Ohio Dominican up 42-13. And when you look at it, Todd, just 20 game minutes ago, it was 14-13. And Panthers really came out surging here in the second half, particularly that third quarter where they scored 21 points and continued it here in the fourth quarter. And looking down the home stretch here.
Ross Thompson had to come out and hold this kickoff, and Boncheck sends it down to the field. Matuska from the 10 reverses field back to the far sideline, and he's driven out of bounds short of the 30-yard line. That is where Walsh will take over, first down and 10. Sunshine-filled fall day here in Stark County, where Ohio Dominican has a 42-13 lead. Lots of sunshine, 70 degrees, pretty breezy.
I was driving up this morning with my windows down. It was beautiful.
So it'll be first down and 10 Walsh. Ball out near the 30, and Reed Worstel will be out there at quarterback now for the Walsh Cavaliers. They've got a bunch of fresh bodies out there. Trailing here 42-13. And on first down, they will hand it off. And a run up the middle. We'll let him unpile and see who it is. Can tell you about Reed Worstel, sophomore quarterback. He played his high school ball right here in Stark County at Glen Oak High School. And a short run there. Checking out of the game, Kenny Coleman for ODU. Redshirt sophomore lost his helmet on his first snap of the day. So he checks out. Tristan Karras is back out there. So it'll be second down and 8 now for Walsh. And Worstel to throw off to the right-hand side. It is caught at the 37. Well short of the first down line to gain. And immediately a tackle made there. So third down coming up. Aiden Tuttle on the catch. Had a catch early in the game. And third down is coming up. Checking out there. Looks like pretty much the status quo in terms of the bodies on the field right now for ODU.
Worstel is a former Ohio State Buckeyes walk-on.
He will take the snap on third and short. He'll hand it off and a run out to the 40, and it's probably going to be a Walsh first down. And the ball carrier for the Cavaliers was D.D. Clark. Another Central Ohio product out of Hilliard-Davidson. And so D.D. Clark, a redshirt freshman with the carry. First down and 10, Walsh. Football at the 40-yard line with under 4 minutes to go here in our fourth quarter. All Panthers here in the second half. Got a Ryland France out here at wide receiver. No, maybe that's a 19. I'm not sure. They'll hand it off up the middle. And Clark will make his way over the 40 to around the 42-yard line. That is a 19. That's an Emmett Reed. He's out of Westerville North. So looking at all the new bodies out there. Kamir Harvey, a wide receiver out of Galloway, New Jersey, is out there for Walsh now. Second down and 8 coming up now for the Cavaliers. Clark will remain in the backfield, and they will shift the tight end over here to the near side. Second down and 8. And it'll be Clark trying to get left, and they've got a hold of him. And Nick Isaacs will drive him to the ground back at the 30. Forward progress was the 38. That's a 4-yard loss, and Nick Isaacs with another tackle for loss for ODU. Well, they just continue to pile up the tackles for losses today. So it'll be 3rd and 12. We got about 11, maybe 12 tackles for losses. Wow.
Yeah, just doing some quick math in my head here. 11 for loss.
Third down and 12. Worstel to throw. Has time over the middle. Through the hands of the receiver and incomplete. As again, the throw to Emmett Reed. Hit Reed right in the hands. That should have been caught. And it'll be fourth down and 12. As Worstel made a pretty good throw. And the punting unit will come back out on the field now for the Cavaliers with 2:19 to go.
We're just keeping an eye here on our final two opponents, Todd. Wayne State trailing Ferris State 28-13. They were down 21-0 at one point in that game. And with 2:51 left in the third quarter, Michigan Tech still up 10-7 on Ashland.
Fourth down, Knight out to punt. Billy Akins back to receive. Good snap back. And Knight, that one off the side of the foot. That wobbles to the far sideline, hits at the 35, takes a nice roll by Cavs down inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. So the Panthers will have it first down at 10. Bunch of new bodies are going to be out there for ODU on offense this time. Austin Ernst will be back out there at quarterback. Redshirt junior out of McNicholas High School in Cincinnati. He will be out there again. He handed the ball off to Joe Hines on that last possession for the touchdown. Panthers will have Vince Orlando out there at center. Seth Gerken, a redshirt freshman from Napoleon, is out there, along with Clayton Seymour, redshirt sophomore out of Taze Valley. Ethan Quinn, redshirt junior out of Jackson, is out there. We'll try and get the last offensive lineman after this first down play. Tyler Miller's out there at running back. They fake a handoff. I make that Justin Davis. Take that back. Who's going to get the carry? Shaq Perry was out there. Now, there's a guy who would love to hop off of that bus on the way back home and head over to Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. The former Bulldog of Canton McKinley, Shaq Perry, played in that game a year ago at the nationally acclaimed rivalry. Isaiah Williams will check out. Also out there now for ODU, Ian Crowley, a redshirt freshman out of Medina. Matt Barber, a freshman out of Martins Ferry, out there at tight end. On second down and 8. And Austin Ernst will bring Perry in motion. They'll pass it forward to him. Shaq gets to the corner. Stutter steps 30. Makes a couple of men miss. And positive yardage out to the 36. Gain of 6 for Shaquille Perry. And it'll bring up a third down. Kyle Taylor, by the way, redshirt freshman out of Edgewood. And Trenton, the other offensive lineman out there for the Panthers. Jordan Chambers, Aaron Arnold, also out there at wide receiver for ODU. Chambers, a sophomore out of Pickerington North. Aaron Arnold, a redshirt sophomore out of Elmwood.
I was going to say, I saw a 40 out there, and I've never seen a 40 in 5 years of doing this. And it's Aaron Arnold out there from Portage, Ohio.
And he's big, 6'5". Fake it to Perry, give it off to Davis. Straight through the middle, first down. Spins into Cavalier territory down to the 46-yard line. And a big gain there for the Panthers and Justin Davis. And ODU will not have to run another play if they don't want to. Game clock resting at 38 seconds to go. And the Panthers will not snap it again. ODU able to open up what was a one-point game at halftime, and they will blow it open and win going away. Final score today, Ohio Dominican 42 and Walsh 13. We'll come back to Memorial Stadium in North Canton for our post-game activities from down on the field. We'll start our post-game show back at the studios with Brent Ford.
All right, thank you, Todd. Ohio Dominican gets the win 42-13 today. And a big win for them on the road up in North Canton, Ohio. When we return, we'll have reactions from the field and checks of the GLIAC scoreboard as we continue inside the Buffalo Wild Wings post-game show, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings. Beer. Sports. Please drink responsibly. You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like street tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now, it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained to prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000. Or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Brent Ford back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Ohio Dominican gets the win today, 42-13 over Walsh. They improved to 6-3 on the season. And so now let's head back out to North Canton with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Ohio Dominican victorious today by a final score of 42-13. That's the football team singing down there, and fortunately Coach Kelly Cummings is not part of that because he's standing by with Matt Natale.
Coach, about 30 game minutes ago, this was a one-point game, and the final scoreboard up there says 42-13. Three touchdowns there in the third quarter. What was the difference between the two halves here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, first off, Walsh came out and they played with great emotion, and it made them, you know, make some plays. And we did some bonehead things. You know, we played emotional at times, too. And, you know, it seems like our emotions got the best of us. We got all the calls on us, and those guys got to walk away from a couple. But, you know, all of that stuff, I mean, that crap's going to happen when both teams are playing hard. And so I understand that part of it. But, you know, the second part was, you know, our kids stuck with it. They kept doing what they were doing, and they kept their focus. We talked about, you know, focus, turnovers, tackling, takeaways in the second half, and they came out and did all those things. They executed, they got turnovers, and we tackled and ran the ball, and that's you know, that's why we won. That's it.
Yeah, and I think just observing from up there in the press box, the most impressive thing I thought was up there in the trenches with the offensive line getting Grant all that protection today. And the defensive line getting all that pressure on them. I think there were about 12 tackles for loss. How big was that play up front on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, both fronts did a good job. And really, you know, the first half there, we, you know, defensively, we couldn't get a lot of penetration. And where they're getting the edge on us, they were doing a really good job sealing us off. And those guys did a great job adjusting in the second half to it defensively. And then offensively, they're, you know, again, I've told that group up front, that offensive line, we'll be as good as bad, good or bad as you guys can make us. And so those guys have, you know, again, they've consistently gotten better, progressed here. And so it was good to see them have the day that they did.
And now we get to go home and finish out the season with two home games. Are you glad to be off the road now?
I you know, it'll be awesome. I was hoping we'd get to go home for the last two. I was thinking, you know, we've got two more road games, and you know, I don't know, we play better on the road this year or something. I don't know, but yeah, we'll be excited to get back home and again play in front of our fans. And there's no doubt about it, our kids play at a different level when we do go home and play. And those are going to be two great opponents. And not thinking of the second one, but Wayne State, you know, is they're going to come and get after it. And so great football team and great coaching staff, great tradition. So it will be a huge, huge challenge going into next week.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and safe travels back to Columbus.
Thank you. See you again, Matt.
Panthers victorious today, 42-13 over the Walsh Cavaliers. They totaled 505 yards. They held Walsh to just 188 yards of total offense today on 66 plays. The Cavaliers today had 104 yards rushing. They had only 84 net passing yards on the afternoon. Cameron Cole pretty much didn't go today at linebacker for ODU. Cameron Moore was able to fill in with that gap this afternoon, and Cameron Moore, who has really been impressive, he's been in that rotation at linebacker for ODU all season long, a redshirt freshman out of Tecumseh High School. He had 9 tackles on the day, and he's standing by with Matt Natale.
Cameron, nice game. You got the start today filling in for Cameron Cole, and 9 tackles on the afternoon. What was it like out there for the defensive side of the ball? A little bit of a struggle there in the first half, but really shut them down in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, the first half we just kind of had a few miscues that we got straightened out in the second half. In the second half, we all just got more assignment sound, and then after that, we just played our football, and then it just got a lot easier from there. It
seemed like you guys were playing with a little bit more nasty in the second half. Was it because there was a little bit of tension down here on the field between the two teams?
I mean, naturally, it's going to be there's going to be tension. But, I mean, we were getting frustrated in the first half that we were getting out of our game. In the second half, once we started playing and started rolling, we just naturally started getting a little better and getting a little more edge to us. So that's how we got to play.
And how much did that defensive line help you out, getting that push up front so that you were able to – they were creating those lanes to get you in there into the backfield?
Oh, they're fantastic. You can't replace them. They do all the hard work, so we make the tackle.
Thanks a lot, Cameron. Have a safe trip back.
Thank you, sir.
Cameron Moore in that defense. Big day all the way around. Ross Thompson, other linebacking mate, he had 10 tackles. Marquise Tyus had 9. Demetrius Farmer had 9. And 4 tackles for loss today for ODU as they were outstanding, swarming to the football. The Cavs had 13 points by halftime. And they ended up with a big goose egg in the second half of today's game as the Panthers win by a final score of 42-13. Elsewhere, in terms of the offensive productivity, Grant Russell, 30 of 35 passing today, 85.5 completion percentage, fifth best in a single game in ODU. And after that was Grant after coming off a 4 incompletion game last week. So my bad math is going to say that Grant is now 61 of his last 70. And he's got 8 touchdowns and 2 interceptions over that stretch, and he's got about 700 yards passing. Pretty good stretch for quarterback Grant Russell over the last couple of weeks. E.J. Colson had 5 catches today. Aaron Stevens, a big day. 4 catches for 86 yards, including a 53-yard touchdown reception. Corey Contini had 4 catches today for 54 yards. Dar Stanford also was active today, catching the football for the Panthers, as Dar had 4 catches for 27. But a career day today for David Turner. He had 11 catches, 166 yards. He had the first 2 touchdowns of the day for ODU, and he's with Matt Natale.
David, great game. Usually when we're down here at the end of the game, we're talking to a Corey Cantini or Dar Stanford. But today you're the one that has a double-digit in catches. Career day, 11 catches, I think about 4,000 yards, and you had a couple touchdowns there in the first half. What was today like for you?
It was just a great day to come out and just play with my brothers and just to help them get the win. Just do my best to help them get the win.
So with 11 catches today, was it just that you were always open, or was the defense focusing on Corey and Dar and maybe even Aaron Stevens, or were you just able to get to exploit their secondary?
It was great play calling by Coach Bruni, and we've just been practicing all week, and they've just been vacating the number 3 receiver, so we've just been going to that spot every time, and it worked out.
It seemed like you guys came out in the second half only up by 1. You guys really put a power surge on there. What was the difference in approach there in that second half than it was in the first?
We came out more focused and ready to execute our plays. It was just always one person or a mistake, and we fixed it the second half and got the win.
Well, congratulations. Safe travels back, and we'll look forward to seeing you back at home next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Big day for David Turner today with the 2 touchdowns. He did have a long reception on the day as well of 61 yards. Lots of smiles, lots of happy faces down there on the field. Lots of pictures being taken right now, Matt. There's a lot of family and friends that are up here in the northern half of the state that don't always get to see the Panthers, so it's always good to see these families out here. It was a great crowd for ODU on a great weather day, and it's always nice to be able to celebrate a win like this afternoon.
Yeah, it almost has a feel right now of, after a high school game when all the families are down here and what have you. And again, I mean, we're only a little bit north of 2 hours from Columbus. So all those players that have families in the Central Ohio area, not too far of a drive for them. And as you mentioned, the players that are from up this way, are their whole contingent is here too. But I think when you factor in the beautiful day that we have down here, on the field, it's nice and sunny and breezy and warm, and I just couldn't ask for a better day for this game. And you couldn't ask for a better crowd. I mean, the Panthers crowd is always good, it's always great, and they didn't disappoint today either.
ODU a winner by the final score of 42-13, as they will celebrate this victory and get ready to take on Wayne State next Saturday at 12 o'clock. That will be our next broadcast, as it'll come your way with a pregame show that'll start at 11:30 with Brent Ford in our countdown to kickoff. And we will kick things off at 12 o'clock at Panther Stadium next Saturday afternoon. Don't forget, on Thursday nights, it's Inside Panthers Football as it comes your way from Buffalo Wild Wings on the corners of Morris and Cherry Bottoms Road in Gahanna. If you are in that area, we'd love to have you come out on Thursday night, 7 o'clock, for Inside Panthers Football. Make sure you go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com. Complete game recap, box score, photos, videos of today's Panthers victory will all be available here this afternoon at OhioDominicanPanthers.com. Brent Ford is coming up next back in the studios. He'll wrap things up, and he'll have scores from around the GLIAC. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Final score today, Ohio Dominican 42, Walsh 13. So long from Memorial Stadium in North Canton, where it's a great day to be a Panther.